This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush is calling these next few weeks a sprint to the finish. To Senator Kerry, this is, quote, a moment of possibility and hope. Both men are beginning to make their final arguments to the public as Election Day nears. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
When it came time to set the stage for the final leg of this campaign, President Bush did not outsource. Mr. Bush made a rare personal visit to the press section of Air Force One, where he announced to reporters that his spirits are high and that he's enthusiastic about his chances for re-election.
You know, the pundits and the spinners and they'll all have their opinion, but there's only one opinion that matters, and that's the opinion of the American people on November the 2nd. And I feel great about where we are. There's a lot of enthusiasm for my candidacy. People have seen me lead. They also know that I've got plans for the next 4 years.
President Bush almost never meets with reporters, and his visit yesterday could be seen as a sign of concern after three strong debate performances by challenger John Kerry. But Bush campaign chairman Mark Roscoe downplayed polls showing Kerry won the debates. In Reno, Nevada yesterday, President Bush stuck with his debate night theme, trying to paint Kerry as outside the mainstream.
20 years as a senator from Massachusetts, he's built the record of a senator from Massachusetts. He's voted to raise taxes 98 times. That's a vote for a tax increase about 5 times every year. I think that qualifies as a pattern.
The president criticized Kerry's health care proposal, saying it would lead to greater reliance on the government. And he defended his own proposal to reduce reliance on Social Security by letting young people invest some of their payroll taxes in private savings accounts.
On issue after issue, from Medicare without choices to schools with less accountability to higher taxes, he takes the side of more centralized control and bigger government. There's a word for that attitude. It's called liberalism.
The atmosphere at President Bush's rallies is different from Senator Kerry's events. The president's supporters are more intense, more passionate, and more synchronized in their chanting of 4 more years. Attacks on Kerry's so-called liberalism help to energize those who are already in the president's camp, but Kerry's advisors argue such red meat rhetoric may actually be hurting the president with independent and undecided voters, boosting Kerry's chances. Speaking to the AARP in Las Vegas yesterday, Kerry recalled that the president's signature line, "He can run but he can't hide," comes from boxer Joe Louis. Kerry answered with his own quote from Muhammad Ali, "Is that all you got?"
And so I say to you, Mr. President, after 4 years of lost jobs, after 4 years of families losing health coverage, after 4 years of falling incomes, is that all you've got? After 4 years of rising gas prices, rising health care costs, and squeezed families, is that all you've got? After a campaign filled with excuses to justify your record and a campaign of false attacks on me, is that all you've got?
Kerry hardly ran from the liberal label, invoking both Franklin Roosevelt and Lyndon Johnson. His own campaign theme for now is a stiff dose of populism, accusing President Bush of favoring special interests at the expense of the middle class.
Do we want 4 more years of a president who gives more to those who already have the most and tells the struggling middle class that everything's just fine? Or do you want a president who's going to honor middle class values and fight for middle class opportunities in America?
Over the next 2.5 weeks, the candidates will concentrate on a small number of contested states, like Iowa and Wisconsin, where both men are today. For all of their differences, President Bush and Senator Kerry have one common message in these last 2.5 weeks. Vote for me, and urge your friends and neighbors to do the same. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the President, Medford, Oregon.